Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This is a start to a show. Yeah. This is one of the starts to the show of all time.
Yes.
All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, I'm Reginald Atula. That's Figgy Fig. Hope your day is started off okay, considering all of the bodily functions that we have already discussed.
Interesting that our first topic begins with, what is the one crack?
That is technically correct.
That is literally what I put down.
Which Futurama has taught
in
me
our
is,
first
the most, is the best kind of correct.
So go ahead, say it.
What is the one crack you don't want to see in the Astros armor? If I left off armor, I feel like there's probably a lot of cracks that you don't want to see, per se. But, yeah, and is it possible that you saw it last night? A 6-4 loss, walk-off fashion. A lot of walk-offs over the last week in Astros baseball.
Two in the last four.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Man, a lot of walk-offs. This one not in the favor of the Astros. Josh Hader seemingly, I mean, he seemed like he was damn near infallible to this season, and apparently there are, you know, he is actually real. Someone said, is this the drive starting with poop talk? I can't say that for certain, but it did feel
they
like
they
do
it. Do that.
But
a lot.
I see you did there. He said doo-doo. All right, enough. We need to be adults.
Yes.
But yeah, man, speaking of, I mean, Josh Hader had acted as a huge adult. I mean, the bullpen in general had been adults coming in and handling up the business that was necessary at any given time. It's one of the strengths of this team. But it feels like in some ways, and I feel like, Lopez, you probably would say this, that, you know, that one felt like, oh, I did not think about the possibility of that happening, much like what Seth happened. And now what does that make you consider moving forward?
Yeah, that, you know, looking at this game, I'm like, all right, I don't want to see that anymore. That's kind of where I was. Like, I don't need to see that anymore. Like, talking about my wife, She's to this day, every time Hader, and he's been nails, like until last night, obviously, but nails. To this day, she still lives in that past of, oh boy, Hader.
You here, know, here it comes.
Because it's hard to shake that, right? From last year. And so I was watching that and I'm like, okay, it happens. Cool. I don't need to see that anymore. So that's kind of where I got the idea for this. You know, what's the one crack you don't want to see in the Astros armor? Maybe another way to put it is like, all right, I don't want to see that anymore.
Correct.
You know, so things that are happening that we don't need to see. Hader is the one for me, right? The one thing that he's been nails, as I mentioned, it's not something that I even think about. Last night, I didn't even think about it. By the way, I managed to pull it off last night and watch the game. I batted 500 on this series. I watched two to completion, two to not.
Buddy, I mean, that's understandable. 905 starts are rough.
Yeah.
Especially when you got to wake up in the morning. But no, I think Hader is absolutely a big one, and you can extrapolate that further to the pen in general, right?
Yes.
This is what we've talked about, is that your bullpen is going, especially as you're dealing with the injuries, and that would be my answer, to be completely honest, but as you're dealing with the injuries, no, not the bullpen.
Oh.
Injuries, but that's more than a crack. That is that is a chasm to some degrees. Like that is the particular Achilles heel of what the Astros are dealing with. But to speak to what you're talking about here, the pen is necessary to get you through, especially when you're getting good starts from your starters, as you have continued to ring out good starts from your starters.
Yeah,
it's necessary for you on the back end to close those out, especially if you're not going to be a team that is going to boat race teams when it comes to getting runs across the plate. You're going to need to bring it on home and finish them out in decently high leverage situations at times.
Yeah.
And if you're having some of these circumstances, you could take winnable games and make them losses, which is something that a team like the Astros feels unfair to say, considering they have been winning, that they are one of the winningest teams.
Right.
In the
it's
AL.
Not a critic. It's just like, I don't need to see that anymore.
But yeah, it's not something that you can afford to be in that place where you're taking potential winnable games and letting them go.
Yeah. And by the way, Okert, 21 pitches. Abreu, 20 pitches. Hader, 21 pitches. Thank goodness that Hunter Brown is going to be on the
hill, Hunter Brown day. God bless.
To that point. But there are other things where I was like, all right, I don't need to see that anymore. Jose Altuve, error. Big error. You know, that's something that we've talked about. And the thing in left field is still fingers crossed, you know, like he's had the fewest chances of, I think it's in the American League. It might be in Major League Baseball. The fewest chances of any regular left fielder. That's just luck. I mean, I guess. I mean, maybe
to some degree,
maybe pitching has something to do with it. But
yeah, I mean, you're dealing with some ground ball pitchers there. And but I think also like the way that you're your stadium is situated, that's also plays into it. And it's, I think it was a calculated risk, for lack of a better term, that you took, like putting him out in left field in this new circumstance, understanding that outfielders are not going to have as much work. Now, of course, I don't think you, as you're mentioning, I think the luck portion that you mean is not just that he has less work than if he was an infielder, but he has less work than most outfielders have generally.
But don't you still want to see him more in left field than second base, especially in the, with what happened last night? You know, I think, you know, I don't need to see that anymore. No more Altuve errors. We know why he went to left field, because his defense and other things at second base were just not working, right?
To some degree, yeah. Like, I mean, and just, again, limiting exposure. I agreed with that mentality and that thought process. But, yeah, man, if it gets shaky, especially because it felt like they had found the balance. As I think that could be an underlying kind of conversation about the Astros season in general for the 25 years, finding the balance, right? Yeah. You know, finding the balance between what your offense is and your pitching and what have you, or finding the balance between the right amount of, you know, timely hitting or what, you know, all of this. But specifically with Altuve, it felt like they had found the balance of how much does he play left field versus how much does he then move into the middle infield every once in a while and do that for him to be really productive at second in his instances there and productive enough at left field for this to all kind of float in a way that works.
Yeah.
It'd be real problematic if it feels like that balance was offset because you're starting to see the errors flip in, which, to be fair, that balance has been offset because he's played more second base with, you know, having to have the likes of Cooper Hummel playing left field because you're dealing with various different injuries and such.
Another few things that we don't need to see any more of, not that this is, because the Astros are hot and they're playing and they're leading the division and way up there in the American League, but I've mentioned this, and it's more just of a, like a raised eyebrow than panic or whatever you want to call it. I don't need to see second-tier starters getting stretched. And I've mentioned that a couple of times with you guys. Stretching them that extra inning can be and has proven to be costly, but that speaks to your bullpen question too, you know?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Yeah, I understand what you mean. I think I do understand, and I do appreciate what Joe Espada is trying to do with these starters. Because, again, especially as it becomes more and more apparent that it feels like you're going to have to lean on them, although we are getting whatever you want to term the news that we get when it comes to pitchers, you know, throwing pitches or what have you, throwing bullpens in Florida or what have you. If you want to view that as positive news, you can. If you want to view that as just news that you will make of what you want to, you can do that as well. But I feel like knowing that you're having to lean on all these guys, you also, you know, when they are going good, take them as far as you can take them, right? Because also all these guys are young enough in this thing to where you're still trying to find what the limits are with them, right? I don't think that you need to, because, again, maybe you could say the limits are, hey, you got five good out of them, that's fine. But how do you ever know if this is a guy that can give you six if you don't give him an opportunity, especially on a day where he is, you know, pitching well? You know what I'm saying? So I'm okay with having a little bit of a stretch. You just have to have the right amount of leash. And it feels like Espada has had a decent amount of understanding that
he's trying anyway.
Right.
He's trying to figure it out.
When it starts going a little south, I'm not going to wait too long to have the hook. However, I'm going to give these guys an opportunity. And I think that's also something where, to be a player's manager to some degree, you need to be that, right? These pitchers want to get out there and compete.
Sure, but you need to also protect them from themselves. Sometimes,
certainly. But, I mean, we're not talking about running a dude eight innings. We're talking about six instead of five, rather.
Yeah.
You know, like, I think that that's a distinction that feels fair to let this guy go out there and I think that also helps build more trust and helps these pitchers build a confidence within themselves that the skipper believes that, hey, man, You had five good ones. Mm-hmm. We believe that you can go deeper into the order again, or like deeper into the order again, go back around maybe another time and see what you have, especially on a day where you're pitching well.
Another thing I don't need to see any more of, and my confidence level is low on this, I don't need to see Lance McCullers' injury being worse than it seemed at first, or they said at first.
Yes.
Very low confidence in that.
Yes, I mean, just in general, man. And this is the thing where, I'll circle back to the idea that it's probably not as much a crack in the armor than it is, the fatal mm-hmm. flaw of the armor itself, right? Some mm-hmm. armor has, a potential weakness, and that is the armor of the Astros, which is injuries be kicking him in the keister. Mm-hmm. I don't need to see this exacerbated.
Yeah.
And I think that's obviously what you're talking about with Lance is just, it gets problematic if you don't have another one of those. I know that you hope that Spencer Gerdy's on the way. We got some, as I mentioned, some news with Christian Javier. All those are fine. But it really would suck, especially mm-hmm. with he battled back for literally 3 years.
It'd suck.
It would kind of suck just in general.
Yeah. And then the last thing, and this is more like, all right, that's enough of that. Little mini slumps that we've seen here in the last week, even though the Astros have been winning.
Yeah, I feel like we probably shouldn't have waited this long for this one. Yeah, man. That's really the tough part because again, everything has been about like a level of balance with this Astros.
And mini slumps from players you're expecting stuff
exactly.
from. Yeah.
Like
Altuve, 217 over the last
week. Yeah.
Jeremy Peña, 200 over the last week.
Has it really been 200?
Yes. Christian Walker, which we know he's struggled anyway, 208 over the past week. But that's some of those things like, all right, that's enough of that. Let's get smack back into it, you know?
No, for sure. It does. Those are the types of things that make you look back at mm-hmm. the month of May and go, Was this just the really hot month?
Just enough of that. Let's get back to what we were experiencing not too long ago.
Right. And it's also fair to look at, baseball in general and look up and go, hey, man, it is the marathon, not a sprint. You're not going to run. You're not going to have every single stretch of this be mm-hmm. you on fire and fuego, what have you. But, yeah, man, we need to bounce back out of this to where it's like a little bit of a little cold patch as opposed to a slump. I don't need any more slumps, really. Mm-hmm. All things considered, from the 3-4-6, don't want to see the stranded base runners with bases loaded.
Well,
yeah, especially when you don't, no outs or one out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, that's the opportunistic portion of this that you need. You get guys on, you need to get them over. I heard with Payne and Pendergast, Ocho advocating, as Ocho does, for small ball all the way to the point of bunting.
Yeah.
Like sack bunts. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about that? Because I'm a proponent of small ball, but I feel like when we start getting to like the actual bunting portion of it, I get a little skittish, which I understand.
Work on it?
That's a great question in modern baseball in general. I don't know how much
they work on
teams
it.
Put in on any of that, to be completely honest. But mm-hmm. Man, you just it can't stranding base runners, especially as a team that is not going to be all that great offensively, mm-hmm. is one of those things that really, really is sickening if you're there. So, yeah, no, make sure you get them in. Get them on. Get them over, but obviously get them in. All right. The Astros still on the road. It's a little bit of their road trip. They're mm-hmm. finally, they've gotten out of Sutter Health Park, so they're out of what I'm viewing as like the mm-hmm. Twilight Zone, the way that the ball flies out of that park or flies around that park. And they head to Orange County.
Yeah, the Angels of Anaheim.
That is correct. That is what it means mm-hmm. if you translate the Spanish portions of it.
Yeah.
A redundant team, and the redundancy is that they keep doing all the things that they do, even though they sign really expensive free agents. Mm-hmm. Three-game set, correct? Against over the weekend, over the Angels, starts tonight with the man, the myth, the legend, Hunter Brown on the mound, your Cy Young candidate. So hopefully that means that you're in for a good one. Actually, not hopefully. Yeah. I think we can say with all certainty at this point, damn near. I think we're technically all the way through half of the season, mm-hmm. I guess, actually game-wise. Yeah, man, I think we're certain that a Hunter Brown on the mound equals a game that you want to watch. So, assuming that you can stay up for it.
Yeah. It's an hour earlier today, I think.
Is it an hour earlier? Well, that God bless. Mm-hmm. God bless, because it's whooping my ass, man. I'm going to be honest. It really is. All right. You're in the loop
you're
now.
You're preaching to the choir.
Yeah, I have probably 33-year-old telling a man who is maybe twice his age that. That's probably not fair. All right. Coming up next in the loop, why do people keep getting it so damn wrong about CJ Stroud? Let's talk about it next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.